periodic table.
There's hydrogen and helium, then lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon everywhere, nitrogen all through the air, with oxygen so you can breathe, in fluorine for your pretty teeth, neon to light up the signs, sodium for salty times,
magnesium,
aluminium, silicon,
phosphorus,
then sulfur, chlorine, then argon,
potassium,
and calcium so you'll grow strong,
scandium,
titanium, vanadium, and chromium, and manganese. This is the periodic table, noble gas is stable. Halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period we'll see new outer shell. Electrons are added, moving to the right. Iron is the 26th in cobalt, nickel coins you get. Copper, zinc, and gallium, germanium, and
arsenic.
Selenium and bromine film. Well, krypton helps light up your room. Rubidium and strontium, then yttrium, zirconium.
Niobium,
molybdenum, technetium.
Ruthenium,
rhodium, palladium.
Silverware,
then cadmium and indium.
Tin cans,
antimony, then tellurium, and iodine, and xenon, and then cesium, and...
Barium is 56, and this is where the table splits, where lanthanides have just begun. Lanthanum, cerium, and praseodymium. Neodymium's next to promethium, then 62.
Samarium, europium, gadolinium, and terbium, dysprosium, chromium, erbium, thulium, ytterbium, lutetium. Hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, then we're on to rhenium, osmium, and iridium, platinum, gold, to make you rich till you grow old, mercury, to tell you when it's really cold,
thallium,
and lead, the bismuth for your tummy,
polonium,
astatine would not be yummy,
radar,
francium will last a little time,
radium,
then actinize at 89.
This is the periodic table, noble gas is stable, halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period we'll see new outer shell, electrons are to the right.
Actinium, thorium, protactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, berkelium, californium, isonium, fermium, and olivium, nobelium, lawrenceium, rutherfordium, ebdium, sprickium, borium, hessium, lignitium, darcidium, ruthenium, copper, dysium,
onatrium, flerovium, onopentium, livermorium, and then we're done.
That is absolutely wonderful, and one good song deserves another.
Actually, I did rather well myself this past Christmas. The nicest present I received was a gift certificate, good at any hospital, for a lobotomy. Rather thoughtful. Now, if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune.
Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes, because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum and plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
So I'm Blair at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, and slbradio.org/radio.
Mr. Christopher Columbus, he sailed the seas without a compass.
How do you do that?
When his men began to rumpus, out spoke Christopher Columbus.
What'd he say?
This is what he said. There is land somewhere until we get there. We cannot go wrong if we swing with a song. Since world is
round,
we'll be safe and
sound
till our goal is
round,
we'll keep rhythm bound. Oh, you see, Screw is making merry. Oh, yeah. I'll get his old Isabel, Rumble, Bob, and Clarabel. What a time at sea. No more mutiny. With diplomacy, y'all get out here, Smiley. Without a compass.
How do you do that?
Without a compass. When his men began to rumpus,
har,
har, har, spoke Christopher Columbus.
What'd he say?
This is what he said. There is land
somewhere
until we
get there.
We cannot
go wrong
if we swing
with a song.
Among bones, since world is
round,
we'll be safe and
sound, though,
till our goal is
round, though,
we'll keep rhythm bound, though.
Juggernauts with Christopher Columbus. There is a parade today in Bloomfield, that neighborhood of Pittsburgh, starting at 11 o'clock, October 9th.
Hey, doves, come on, doves. Hey, hey,
plan accordingly,
doves.
Over 100 marching
hey,
bands.
Doves, come on, doves. Hey, hey, doves. Come on, doves, come on, hey, doves, doves, doves.
The Sound doves. Hound is going to stop
one,
by
dogs,
in mere
on,
moments.
Dogs, dog.
Hey, hey, dogs.
to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Black dogs, white dogs, all kinds of dogs.
Hey, dogs.
Red dogs, yellow dogs, all kinds of dogs. Hey, dogs. Hey, dogs. Come on, dogs. Hey, dogs. Hey, dogs. Come on, dogs.
Well, the dog had a pretty good week. Spending a little time frolicking in the leaves. And he brought a sound, as always.
Hey, dogs, come on, dogs. Hey, hey, dogs. Hey, dogs.
And we will take a listen to see. Oh, boy. Okay, let me get the sound. Okay. Got it. And here is the sound that the sound hound found. Are you ready? Hmm. 412-200-5975. It's like my chair is squeaking. 412-200-5975. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way. If you can identify that sound, here it is one more time. 412-200-5975. We'll give the sound hound a little food while you think about that sound. And if you can identify it, let us hear from you. 412-200-5975.
Like a hearse, freight rolled slow into this frozen town. Like a corpse, Rodrigo lay, spirit staring down. Like a star, the bright light called, but the medics brought him round. Grabbed at the gate, he'll have to wait to get to higher ground. Body shook, rolled up there in my hall. Like a dog, sat and begged for food and alcohol. Like a friend, he broke my bread, ate it up and drank it down. Cried and confessed, he's on a quest to get to higher ground. Like a brand, he etched my mind, and now I hope it.
Gerald Anger and the American Fiddle Ensemble with Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground. And you also had a chance to hear Linda McCrae. With a song of the same name, we've had a number of correct answers. It is not an eagle that we are looking for, but if you guessed eagle, you're on the right track. I convinced the Soundhound to give us a little bit more of the sound. And there it is. Bob in Washington got the correct answer. Tommy thought it might be an eagle, as did Mike. Bub thought it might be a bat. Arn also thought it was an eagle. I think eagle is a perfectly fine answer. Although this particular recording is patterned after one Ricky and I heard in the wild while at a nature trail this week. Caden knew that it was a bird. Annie thought it might be a monkey. Caden identifying that as a bird is terrific. It did sound a little bit like a monkey based on just that part of the clue. Here again is a bit more. John in Carrick got the correct answer. Zach, you're not the only one who thought it might be an owl. It's not an owl. Tommy in Virginia, you have got the correct answer. Oh, a number of guesses of peacock coming in, including Jim in Crafton Heights. Not a screech owl, just coming in as a guess. Bruce thought it might be a peacock as well. I wasn't thinking about this, at least not knowingly. It's not the owl that just came back after escaping from the aviary. The Soundhound is doing a nice job with this. And here it is again. 412-200-5975, if you would like to take a guess. I just spoke with Bill in Homer City, who thought it might be a blue jay. It does sound like a blue jay, but it is not a blue jay. Here it is one more time, and then we'll reveal the answer. It is a bird. It's not a screech owl or a peacock. Nor is it an eagle. Not a macaw. Not a barn owl. Thank you. Russ and Sharon know that it's a bird. And it's time to reveal the correct answer. What sound did the sound hound bring? It is the sound of a hawk. And we would have accepted any member of the hawk family. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you knew that we were looking for hawk as our correct sound. And the Sound Hound is happy to give you that particular Saturday Light Brigade charge. And we'll give him a little water. And we thank him for bringing that along today.
Think that or imagine you are just gliding. The hawk flies in clear skies, mirroring fire. Floating higher, higher than any spire, unconcerned or aware of hopeless, forgotten prayers. He's one with the ear. His goal. All full of null and void, except for the will of God. And not with crazed incessant sounds, the noisy echoes that pull us to what makes us ill. Why do we go after what drives us mad? You know, we push and elbow, grabbing what makes us sad, like every ego fed. Quiet the mind, find your flow aligned, or stay blind. Nothing comes of making the same blunder a thousand times. That's just inane and lame. And how to go sane, reading between the lines, when all the lines are your chains. It isn't easy. You have to show some spine, some spirit. Move from within, bust out of what confines. Because
there you have Kurt Elling at the Saturday Light Brigade and the Fanfold Hawk, the name of the tune he just did. And in just a moment, it's going to be our pleasure to talk about a festival you can be part of today. Max Gonzalez and Caitlin Bruce are going to join us to talk about an art gallery event called Colors Nature, which kicked off last night and continues today, organized through the Hemispheric Conversations Urban Art Project. And they are ready to join us on the radio right now. Good morning. Who's this that I have here?
Hi there. Max here. And I know Caitlin is here as well.
Hi, Max. Caitlin, are you there?
Yes.
There you are. Welcome to you both. Max, I'm going to start with you. Max Gonzalez, you're the curator of this exhibit. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah. So this exhibit features artwork from two international artists, Eva Bracamontes and Sasha Primo. It also features artwork from a ton of local artists, all based in Pittsburgh or outside Pittsburgh. And then as well, featuring a good portion of work from Tomas Garcia, an artist originally from Spain, but now living in Pittsburgh.
And what are some of the media that these artists have created works in?
Yeah, so Eva and Sasha are two artists who primarily work in muralism, graffiti art, and street art. So one of our biggest focuses of this art show was to express how different cultures, different people can interpret street art and graffiti, being that it has become an international art form. Yeah, so everything is in some way responsive to graffiti or street art, but the mediums used are everywhere from spray paint, printmaking, markers, the traditional oil painting, really everything. So just even sometimes just an abstraction of what someone thinks graffiti is.
It's amazing to see street art. A lot of folks don't give it the respect it deserves, and they immediately think it's an act of vandalism. Street art in a place that's meant for street art and in a place that's meant to be beautified is amazing. I know it wasn't too long ago, I believe it was O'Hare in Chicago at the airport, that all sorts of street art displayed at the airport as I landed. A lot of it from the little village in Chicago, which is a neighborhood primarily of people from Mexico who have come to the United States to live. And the colors and the ideas were so vibrant. It was like losing. You could lose yourself in all of that art. And it sounds like this is what folks will see if they stop by today, just ways to look at the world differently and to get energized.
Actually, I was going to say, it's great that you brought that up. I'm actually originally from the southwest side of Chicago, south side of Chicago. My family has lived in Pilsen, which is the neighborhood next to Little Village.
Yeah.
They've been there for four generations. So I grew up with tons and tons of murals and street art, graffiti. That was just part of my life forever. And since moving to Pittsburgh 10 years ago, I definitely thought this is something that's a little underrepresented in Pittsburgh. That's kind of been one of my goals. And also working with Caitlin through Hiccup is just to get that exposure of graffiti art, equally Latino culture, and just let people understand graffiti culture, street art culture. It's a very rich history. It's a part of hip-hop culture, and it deserves to be equally represented as any other part of hip-hop. And even if it does have, the origins of vandalism and origins of illegality of different sorts, it's still a culture of people who wish to be represented.
Yeah, and I think it's important to respect the craving that people have to be part of the built environment that have been left out of it for so long. Caitlin Bruce, here at the University of Pittsburgh, Tell us a little bit about your involvement. I did not know the acronym HICCOP. I love it. That's the Hemispheric Conversations Urban Art Project, and indeed, that is HICCOP. Tell us about your role in this.
Thanks. I'm really happy to be here. Good morning. I'm an associate professor in communication at the University of Pittsburgh, and my research is all about public art in global context and how it brings people together and enables conversations across social differences. So actually, I started doing my research in Chicago on the Southwest side while studying at Northwestern in 2010, came across this amazing festival called the Meeting of Styles, a global graffiti festival. And from there, you know, got to know hundreds of artists and their work and the way that they transform the environment, but also I think make city spaces feel more full of possibilities. So I wrote a book about that, but really wanted to work with the artists that I've met, just not to write about it, but to help produce work. And when I came to Pittsburgh in 2014, you know, I saw a lot of potential for that and was very lucky to meet Shane Pilster, who's our other collaborator, and Orion Cohen, who also are members of HICCOP. And we started doing some programming in 2016 to create a little more awareness about the history and culture around graffiti in global context, largely with a focus on Chicago and León, Guanajuato, Mexico, which is in central Mexico. So since then, we've done over, you know, 30 talks, over 15 youth workshops. We've produced over 8 murals. My role is more on the research, production, and sort of fundraising organizational side. So I'm learning a lot working with Max and Shane and Noreen about the art production side of things, and that's been extremely exciting. It's been a really wonderful experience. And in particular here in Pittsburgh, I think there's so much rich industrial history as well, which is so deeply connected to the history of graffiti that it offers a really great space to explore some of those global conversations as well.
Now, people can come by this evening from 5 to 10 o'clock at 101 East 8th Avenue in Homestead, where Global Expressions is taking place. And the art we've been talking about will be there on display as part of the art gallery event taking place tonight. And any other details that people should know in terms of being able to find you this evening between 5 and 10 and to see the art that Max just talked about?
I don't think so. It's pretty easy to access the space. There might still be some live painting going on the exterior of the building around daylight hours, so people can look out for that if they're interested in seeing the process of mural production. We'll be painting in the afternoon. And, you know, we're really excited to meet everyone, the artists, Eva Bracamontes and Sasha Primo. They're really excited just to meet other artists and other neighbors to get to learn more about the city of Pittsburgh while they're here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you to you and university for support.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to both Max Gonzalez, who has curated the exhibit, and Caitlin Bruce, doing research at the University of Pittsburgh. I appreciate both of you being here to be with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade.
Is a mighty good road.
Is a rock out of line.
Is a road to ride.
Is a rock out of line.
Is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you might.
Get your ticket at the station on a rock out of line. Well, I may be right. I may be wrong.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Ooh, rock out of line.
Dan Zanes and friends at the Saturday Light Brigade. We've had quite a few emails and text messages this morning, and I have not been able to keep up with each and every one. But I've done my best to do so, and thanks for your patience if you've been expecting a response. Hopefully, I'll be able to get back to you soon.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Well, we have two special guests that are here right now. The first, somebody who I haven't had a chance to see in quite a while, and I'm glad he's here. And that is puppeteer Dave English. Hello.
Hey, Larry. Good to see you. Long time friend.
It's been a while, and it's great. Dave is a renowned puppeteer known for just a great range of puppets and characters, everybody from Andy Warhol and commissioned works that just an incredible range. Who are some of the other characters?
Thanks. I appreciate that compliment. And that's a thing for a lot of artists. Range is like a real benefit, but it can be a challenge too, because sometimes it spreads you out. Like, you don't have that just one thing. I'm not just that one thing kind of guy. Sometimes I feel like, should I be just the one thing guy? If I like focused on that one thing, would I be really excellent at that? But I'm comfortable with range. I do a lot of different puppetry, and it's because I love puppetry. I have a degree in puppetry. I have puppetry sort of inborn into me to always want to make little figurines move around and entertain people. And so whatever job or mission or thing that I'm doing, I try to find a way to involve puppetry. And I work, specifically why I'm here today, to talk about and to sort of promote and invite people to join us, is the work I do with GASP. GASP, like...
Group Against Smog and Pollution. And Pittsburgh has really been at the forefront of fighting for clean air going back over a century, actually. And GASP has been around for a good bit now. And years ago, GASP decided to create a mascot to help us get its message out. And the mascot kind of hasn't been around since the 70s or so. But the mascot is back. I think it is the mascot a she, I think, Gertie?
She is. Her name's Gertie, and she's here with us today. You know, because we actually have an event today over in Westinghouse Park, which is, you know, part of the revitalization and the celebration of Westinghouse Park and its history. And it's called the Clean Air Fair at the What's the Point 5K Race for the Rest of Us. And I will be there along with GASP education staff doing one of our educational outreaches that centers really around Gertie, the polluted city birdie, whose name keeps, she's now more the Gertie, the anti-pollution birdie. Gertie, is that what you would like to be?
Yes, it's true. I've been around working with GASP as a puppet mascot activist since almost the get-go. Had a contest and everything. What are we going to name her? What's it going to be? And you may have seen the cartoons. They're sort of, trademark respect here, Hanna-Barbera-esque. 70s style cartoons with jazz flute, and I'm flying along, and I fly into a cloud of smoke from a steel mill or something, and I fall to the ground dramatically, and I get up and I say, hey, clean air's for everyone. Support Gasp.
You're very beautiful. You've got red feathers all over, and you've got a beautiful yellow nose. And in fact, it picks out the yellow microphone there, and your eyes are so nice. And you look like you actually look a little shy. You don't feel shy, do you?
You know, I'm not known for being shy.
No. Can you open your mouth all the way? Because, oh my goodness.
I do, but then you can't get me to stop.
No. And what's it like for you when you fly through clean air?
First of all, flying, that's a whole thing. That's a whole other conversation. I feel bad for you, Larry, that you can't fly. But flying through clean air, it's the opening your door in the morning and fresh, clear spring air washes through your house, over your body, into your nostrils, and you take that deep breath and you feel wonderful. And then flying through dirty air, well, I mean, it's like, see, how can I explain it to people who can't fly? It's like swimming in a dirty pool, right? It's like, I'm in a pool, I'm swimming along, and I love it. And you're like, oh, wait a minute, there's bugs, and there's some kids' Band-Aid, and you're like, oh, this is disgusting. This is awful.
So that's what dirty air is like.
In one way. I mean, there's a lot of way air pollution and dirty air affects you.
Well, it can have problems in breathing and endurance, I would think.
Ask this guy. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Tell them about your whole breathing thing.
Oh, right. Well, so the way I got involved with Gasp and decided to use my background in puppetry and my love of puppetry, you know, as a puppeteer, I don't have a whole lot of power and a giant, stack of money somewhere that I can use to influence things.
No, it's not exactly. I've looked for mutual funds investing in puppet makers. There aren't that many of them.
I'll connect you with a puppet actuary
who
can lay it all out for you. And it's anyway, that's a different episode of SLB.
Yeah, the asthma. Tell them about your asthma.
Sorry, I'm getting off track. Thanks, Gertie. I'm an asthmatic. I'm a Pittsburgher born and bred. I'm a, barrel-chested, chubby guy born in a steel mill town. I have the respiratory system of a Chinese pug, and half the kids on my asthma team had puffers or asthma medicine inhalers. And I still take asthma medicine, and I'll have respiratory issues my whole life. So what can I do as just some guy with a degree in puppetry who likes to make art and make people laugh, use my audience and my influence to help bring this puppet to life?
That's right.
And do educational outreaches. And it's something I'm passionate about. And so far, I've just had a wonderful time working with Gasp. And we've done some really great events.
Sadly, although Pittsburgh is much cleaner than it once was years ago, we still... I was going to say lead the nation, but that's not a good thing. We are...
we're number one.
Yeah, we are up there is a place where childhood asthma is occurring pretty much more often than anywhere else in the country. We're an outlier for childhood asthma. And a lot of it, Gertie, I was going to ask you about this because you have really good eyes. Your eyes are bigger than ours. And I have a feeling your systems are more sensitive than ours in some ways. There's so much pollution that we can't see or taste or smell, but you probably either can or at least are closer to it. And can you explain, do those pollutants have an impact on us and the way we feel?
Absolutely. Just for example, air pollution affects your brain, your lungs, your heart, and that affects everything, your whole system, your skin, your eyes. You mentioned my beautiful eyes. I want to double back to that, keep going back to the well on that. But they are beautiful. But my eyes, that affects your eyes. It affects your everything. And it's true that as a bird, I'm more sensitive. And many, many wildlife species and members of the animal kingdom, my friends, my loved ones, they are more sensitive. You've heard the old phrase, canary in a coal mine. Well, it's because they use canaries to foretell the conditions, because they would affect the canaries before they would affect the humans, because we're more sensitive creatures. And it's cruel, and it's a tough subject to talk about, but it's a real thing. And Pennsylvania, we're so lucky, central Pennsylvania, we're in an enormous migratory highway, a very important place that birds pass through every year, to and fro, north and south, birds from all over the world. And we have to survive. We have to live. We have to live our lives. And flying through filthy, dirty, polluted air, well, that's going to change our lives. And we're connected. We're all connected, so it'll change everyone's lives.
If you're just joining us, we have Gertie, who is here with us, who used to be known as Dirty Gertie, the poor polluted birdie. But Gertie, you're clean and you're happier than I've seen you in a long time. And I think Gertie is fine. You're trying to prevent birds from having the impacts that your ancestors did, aren't you?
That's right.
I'm curious, Gertie, do you migrate? Are you around this area all the time?
Well, I would migrate, but I found a pretty good gig here in Pittsburgh with Gasp, and I live in a heated house with a puppeteer. And now and again, he gets his shot back. You mentioned I'm looking good. Thank you. I'm feeling good. You know, sometimes you're looking good, you're feeling good. It all matches up. Recently, this guy got his shot back out and gave my feathers and my fur a little update, a little fluff.
Very nice. Yeah. I noticed that. That's nice.
He's got no hair, so he lives vicariously through my haircuts. Yeah, it's a good deal.
Gaspa has a couple events today going on, and I'm going to ask Dave, because Gertie, I know, well, you have a very good memory, but I don't know how well you read information. But maybe you remember, or Dave can help you, whatever makes sense. But there are some events going on for Gasp today.
That's right, that's right. Here, Dave, take it away.
All right, yeah, I can help with that. Today, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Westinghouse Park, is the Clean Air Fair at What's the Point 5K Race for the Rest of Us. And it is a partnership with Gasp, with Fireman Creative, which is led by a man named Paul Fireman.
I know Paul well.
You know, and he's probably been on the show, I'll
and,
bet.
And now I know when you hear What's the Point 5K Race, that decimal point actually belongs to the number 5. It is a 0.5K race. You know, there are your 5Ks, there's your marathons. This is a 0.5K race. Anybody can do half a kilometer, right? That's not so bad.
Most people, yeah. even asthmatics, there are people out there.
Now, where is Westinghouse Park located?
It's in the Homewood neighborhood, isn't it? Is there a border
well, I know Westinghouse School is in the Homewood. I can look that up if you don't have it offhand.
No, I don't. I think it borders Point Breeze, Homewood, but you know Pittsburgh has is split into 90,000 neighborhoods.
Right.
So there could be a few I'm overlooking.
Gertie, do you have to deal with regulations flying across all these different municipalities? Do you sometimes find that, you know, you have to get really low when you fly over one community, and then you're allowed to get higher depending on how the codes are written?
Oh yeah, it's tough. There's a lot of red tape, a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of lines you got to fly over, fly under. I remember back in the 90s, I was out promoting the idea of a regional monorail. Remember fast, you know, one of those maglev trains. Poof, that was tough. Getting
wow.
all those neighborhoods on board, you know, so to speak.
That's, I could see you doing really well with that,
right?
With a monorail.
Right, I'd love a monorail. It'd be a lot easier to get around.
Maybe Skybus? Although
Ooh,
that Skybus. That would get involved in your territory.
Skyrail.
Well, you'll be part of that. Here's I was looking for complete details. It's the What's the Point 5K, and the race will begin today at noon. Tree giveaways from Tree Pittsburgh.
See, we should have known this. Oh, sorry. This is great. Thanks, Larry.
Live music. The race is approximately 546 yards.
Whoa.
So that's quite a bit. It's also George Westinghouse's 175th birthday.
Happy birthday, George.
And you can go to what's the point 5k.com to get additional details. There's a trash dash. This really looks like a great event, and I'll post a link to this up on our Facebook page so you can learn more about it in the event you're considering going. This looks like fun.
It is going to be a good time.
And what great art. I wonder who did this art. It's beautiful.
I don't know. It is a nice – that's a nice design there.
Yeah.
It really pops. Very family-friendly stuff.
Yeah, very nice. So we only have a couple minutes left, Gertie. Is there anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to get off your beautiful red feathered chest?
Well, you know, my whole thing is to advocate for clean air as a part of GASP. And we've already talked about GASP a little bit, but you know, just in case you've just tuned in or it's worth repeating to me, that I love the work that I do with GASP, the Group Against Smog and Pollution. They're in there, I think, 52nd year now, fighting for air quality and against air pollution for a long time in our region, and not just because of them. There's been monumental changes and a change in culture, but they're a big part of it. And as Larry said earlier, our air quality has gotten a lot better in this area, but we still got a long way to go.
Well, you can learn more at GASP's website. And by the way, the park is at 7051 Thomas Boulevard, 7051 Thomas Boulevard, which indeed is right where Point Breeze, Homewood sort of nestled around that particular park. But if you need to get directions, it's 7051 Thomas Boulevard is where you can go to. And you can meet Gertie there, maybe. Gertie will let you meet the puppeteer, Dave English, who has a degree in puppetry. There are such things.
Yeah, say something about that.
It's true. I have a degree in puppetry.
You do.
And it's lucky for me to get to use it and come to incredible opportunities like this to be on Saturday Life Brigade and hang out with Larry. This is really a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a long time. You should go to Dave's website, which is at davespuppets.com. Do I have that right? Davespuppets.com.
Yeah, somehow I got that one. Nobody else beat me to davespuppets.com.
Yeah, and you can see some of his creations. They're really something.
Thank you.
The Andy Warhol really tickled me. I was looking at that, but there's others too.
Yeah, Andy. Andy has just had a gig dancing in the North Side, and he's got another one coming up next month for the Carnegie Museum's 125th.
Gertie, we'll be there for that too. Gertie, don't worry. You'll have more and more to do, I'm sure.
Yeah, she has her thing.
Yeah. Do you ever see Andy, Gertie? Do you get together with Andy?
I see him
ever?
Hanging around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing Andy Warhol stuff.
Do you two get along?
You know, I respect the man for his artistry and his work and his business, but he's really into himself. Gotta be honest, he's really into himself. And I'm more like, you know, more community-minded puppet.
Understood. Well, thank you for being with us today, Gertie. It's nice to see you here, and you're welcome at our roost anytime.
Thank you so much for having me here. This was terrific. You say thank you, too. Show your manners.
Thank you, Larry. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. Dave English and davespuppets.com. And today, the What the Point 5K for the rest of us, where if you can make it 546 yards, you'll win, right?
Don't say a word. Here comes the devil. Try to steal you off the ground. Mama's gonna grab on tight and hold you down. Down. on my shoulder, hollering, eating his red wings, saying, Polly, want a dollar? Don't care if you can't sing. Now put down that guitar, now, darling, you can't really play it. No matter what you got to say, don't know how to say it. Mama told me,
Anais Mitchell and Mockingbird. And thank you to Gertie for bringing Dave English along today to say hello. Happy birthday to Amanda today of Portview. Jeff of Vermont celebrates today, as does Jan in Aspinwall, Alyssa of Shaler, Isabel of the Southside Slopes, and Elena of Imperial. Tomorrow, Lisa of Forest Hills, Andy of West Deer, Ariana of Mount Lebanon, Daniel of Pitcairn, twins Elida and Elisa in Brighton Heights, Emery in Washington, Rebecca of Allison Park, and Jill in Baldwin from your whole family. Also tomorrow, Lily Laurel, Laurel, Lily Jank of the North Hills. On the 11th, Monday, we have Onto of Upper St. Clair from Dee Dee, Abby from Sherry and Craig, and a happy anniversary to Allisonville from kids Rena, Linda, and Bill. On October 12th, we have Molly and Gabe. On October 13th, we have Laurel from your family, Michael of Westview, Keith of Swisshelm Park, Jim of Greenfield, Xavier of Cranberry Township, and a happy anniversary to Ron and Judy in Evan City. On the 14th, Cindy of Westview. Happy birthday, Cindy, from husband Kevin, and hello to Colin, wherever you are. Lindsay of Bethel Park from Katie. John in Phoenixville from Dad Fred and Mom Linda of Collier. Happy anniversary also to Brian and Laura. On October 15th, we have two birthdays, mother and son. Alana Kalesa and Nico Kalesa. Nico is 17. Wow, Nico, I remember the day you were born. Happy birthday to you and your mom, and hello to your sister and daughter, Vivian, and dad and husband, Kevin. And finally, happy anniversary to Megan and Kevin from Dick and Judy in Butler. Send your birthday announcements or anniversary greetings to us. We'll keep track of them and announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. Get them to us at slbradio.org/birthdays, or you can send them anytime to SLB at slbradio.org. We'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence, and we'll include an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed governmental employee straight to your door if you include the person's postal address. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Aurélie. I'm a PhD candidate at Purdue University in Indiana. For the past 3 years now, I've been studying how people use herbs in their traditional medicine to cure Parkinson's disease. Today, I'd like to talk about red clover. It's a really small, tiny red flower that grows in the grass in gardens. I think it's rather interesting because people think of it as a weed. So people actually try to kill that small flower to have like nice and green grass. But this flower is actually medicinal. So it's a flower that grows everywhere, like all over the world, people can find that small flower. So depending on the areas where you go and study, they will give different uses. One of the uses that I find interesting is that for Parkinson's disease, it's able to protect the neurons from dying from Parkinson's disease in my experimental model. So it's quite interesting to think that people see it as a weed when it could actually be a medicine. This one is a tiny, tiny flower that grows. It's like about the height of the grass, really. So you don't even need to mow it. It's like, you know, it doesn't grow much taller than that. But usually people want to have green grass with nothing else. So that's why we don't see any other plants. But if you leave the grass by itself, so many flowers and other plants will grow. I've read that the flower bud is edible, not too much of it. It has phytoestrogens in it, so, you know, pregnant women might not want to eat too much of it. But I think the leaves also are edible, but I'm not exactly sure. I wouldn't suggest anybody to try it before they read more into it. I think the most important for me is that people understand that anything can be medicinal. Even the smallest weed and the smallest flower that they want to kill might actually help their family someday. So we have to remember that, you know, not take everything for granted. Environment is there to help us, so we have to take care of it.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.
Look for